The roadblock to divine healing, part six. And you can underline something else here that's going on. And it would be, I am suffering for the glory of God. How many times have we heard people say that? I'm suffering because of the Lord. You know, God gave me this so I can, I can be a better Christian. I don't know, I don't want to serve your God. I don't like that kind of God. I want a God like His Word says, I am healed. I walk in divine health. And I don't care what. I may have a little running, as I told you before, a little running nose. And what do? I go catch it. I go grab it. I don't want it to run off. Yeah, I'm catching a healing. Hallelujah. But that's what the roadblock to divine healing, part six. And, and I'm suffering for the glory of God. I don't know about your God. The God I serve, He wants us to walk in divine health. And, those who support that belief is usually pointing towards a scripture, which is in John 9:3, where Jesus passed by and saw a man that he was born blind. Right? And his disciples asked him, he said, who had sinned? The parents or the man causing him to be blind? Well, let's find out. John 9:3. Let's look at that. John 9:3. And he says, it was not because of his sin or his parents' sins. Jesus answered, this happened so the power of God could be seen in him. The power of God could be seen in him. You see, you see what I'm saying here? That it's not, I'm sick for the glory of God. No, you heal because of the glory of God. You see, God don't want us to walk in sickness. Some reason from this verse that the man who was born blind in order that God might get the glory from it. God gets the glory. God gets what he needs. God gets all, because, it's him that healed us, right? Praise the Lord. And, I want you to also look in verse 4. Yeah, let's go to John 9:4. And it says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. The works of God. Now think about this. Now we're talking healing now. The works of God was not made manifest in the blind man until what? Christ did that which he was sent to do. He healed the man's blindness. God don't want us sick. God does not. And I've seen people say that before. Oh man, I got a sinus problem and all this kind of stuff. And be out playing outside in the wind, in the rain, whatever. You got a sinus problem, I think you use common sense on that, would stay away from a lot of wind, a lot of rain, a lot of different stuff going on in the atmosphere. You just kind of stay away from that, right? You're not going to encourage. You're not going to try God. People do. Try God to say, well, I'll just show God. I got the Gospels right there back there. I can read those Gospels. And, I'm just going to go defy God. It's cold outside, but I don't care. I might put on a T-shirt. You see what I'm saying? God tells us in His Word that, God does the work. He wants us healed. He wants us to walk in divine health. And it's up to us to grab it. If we're going through something in our bodies, we just hadn't caught our healing yet. It's on the way. Well, really, it's there, but we just hadn't caught it. Because when Jesus went to the cross, he died for our healings, right? By his stripes. Everybody read the Bible? By his stripes. The works of God was not made manifest in the blind man, right? Until Christ did that. For him, he was sent to do that. He was sent to heal the blind man, right? And he healed the man's blindness. And we talk about blind, you can't see. I can tell you, the people that are walking around out there that don't know Jesus are walking blind. They are blind as Cooter Brown. If you don't know who Cooter Brown is, well, I don't either, but he's blind. You understand? they don't know Jesus, and they're walking around blind. They don't know, have no idea. You know, like she was saying, if she didn't know Jesus, fear would have taken over her body. Fear would have taken it over. Why? Because she wouldn't, you know, but she knew Jesus, and she knew where to go. She went to Jesus. She didn't run over here and tell somebody, you know, I don't know what they said. I got this fluid. They say it's fluid all over the place. It might have been something on that screen, but I believe God healed her. It could have been something. She could have, her heart might have been doing this number and all that fluid. But I can tell you, God touched her and healed that because they saw something on a, well, CT scan or whatever kind of scan. But I can tell you, it could have been something there. I can remember when I went just not long, 6 months ago, and I had to go do a treadmill. Did my little treadmill thing. I come back and they say, you got to do another one. You got to do the nuclear test because, why? It's showing something there. So I did another one. I did the nuclear test. And they come back and they said, well, they call me on the phone and said, well, you need to come on in. We need to explain. We see something there. I saw something too, my heart. You know, whatever. They said, I see something there. And I said, okay. I went in and they said, are you dizzy? You feel like you're going to faint? You feel like you lose your balance, or you feel like you're fixing to pass out? I said, no. Are you short of breath? I said, no. Well, it ain't nothing there then. They looked again and said, no, it must be a shadow. I can tell you, God heals his people. The doctors, you know, the doctors may tell you something. You know, you got a floating heart. That's what I'm going to use. You got fluid all around it. And, you know, her heart went back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you understand what I'm saying, that, you know, the doctors tell you this stuff. They tell you everything that you can imagine. Well, you know, they look, well, but they don't do that no more. Pull out the... They don't do the x-ray no more. I think it's all computerized. And, you know, they look at it and they say, well, you got something right there. Well, it might have been something there. But I can tell you one thing. I believe the report of the Lord. You know, I'm not going to get all excited now. I won't get all messed up thinking about all this kind of stuff and saying, oh, man, I don't know what's going to happen. I guess I need to put a wheel together. Man, you're just calling in death. Speak life. Speak life, even though it don't look good. It don't even feel good. I know when I get through working out at the fitness center, I don't feel all healthy. I got spots on me that are hurting. But, you know, after a little while, it's gone. And then the next day, you know, every other day, we go back. And I said, the only worst day is on Monday. Why? Because we hadn't done anything since Friday. But you understand that God wants to heal his people. So don't fall into the trap of the doctor tells, well, the doctor said this, but what did Jesus say? You know, I'm going to get on Jesus' side because I know what he says. I'm healed. I walk in divine health. I don't play that little game. Do we have a surgery? Yeah, you have surgeries. You have this going on. You got all this kind of stuff going on. But I can tell you one thing. The healing process is a whole lot faster when you know Jesus. You not know Jesus over here? It's going to take longer. How many times you've heard people say, well, I had that surgery about a year ago. I don't know if it's working. I just can't do nothing. But I can tell you one thing. You know Jesus. Well, I had that surgery about a year ago, but I tell you what, I'm fixing to catch my complete healing in my body. I'm not going to play with the devil. He ain't no good. And you know, anybody ever know no good? The devil's no good. Jesus is all good. All powerful. So we have to understand to believe what Jesus said in his word, or do we believe what the devil tells us? Hallelujah. But I can tell you that, think about this one. What about Lazarus? Everybody ought to know Lazarus, I hope. Lazarus. Reading the story from John 11:4, we see Jesus was his disciple and his disciples when they heard the word of Lazarus was sick. Okay, he didn't say dead, he said sick, right? And Jesus purposely kind of tarried around, didn't he? Instead of hurrying on over to his friend's bedside. I want you to look in John 11:4. John 11:4. And it says, but when Jesus heard about it, he said, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. I'm going to say that again. Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of God will receive glory from this. Wow. You know, when Jesus arrived in Bethany, right, with his disciples, Lazarus was dead for 4 days. He was dead. You know, we have to understand, and then what you got? Martha. Isn't that his sister, Martha? She ran out to meet Jesus. And he said, if you would have been here, he wouldn't have died. You know, he would have lived if you'd have been here. And, you know, I can tell you that when Jesus told her, he said that he was the resurrection and the life, right? I am the resurrection and the life. She's getting mad at Jesus because he wasn't there. And she's heard all about, because, you know, Martha, Martha, Martha. I think if she'd have been listening to the word, she was in Jesus' presence, she probably would have known. But no, she was busy putting things together, picking up, cleaning up, doing this, doing that, doing this. And, you know, it's kind of like, church folk, they're here, but they're not hearing the word. And, you know, the word is going forth, no matter if you take it and run with it or not. But Martha was going up to Jesus. If you'd have been here, he would have lived. Martha, Martha, Martha. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and life. How many times he's probably told her at their little house meetings and she wasn't in there to hear it. Because he was her doing her own thing. Doing her own little get-together thing. And we're going to do this. We're going to do that. I don't need to go to church today. And that might have been the day you needed to hear something. You see what I'm saying? Let's look at John 11:24. John 11:24. And it says, yes, Martha said, he will rise when everyone else rises. She should have been in that meeting with Jesus. And on that last day, and in verse 25, Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live. Anyone who believes in me will live. Anyone who believes in Jesus will live. Ain't that what it says? Hallelujah. And it goes on from there, and he says, we'll live and even after dying. Wow. You'll live even after dying. In verse 26, everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never ever die. Do you believe this, Martha? It's a question to Martha. Martha, Martha, Martha. Shortly after that, Martha protested at Christ's command that Lazarus' tomb be opened. She's complaining again. Martha, Martha, Martha. You know, she was mad because they were rolling away the gravestone, and his body is already decomposing, and, you know, probably it stunketh in the King James Version. And, you know, but Jesus responded to her. Jesus, I got those kind words again in John 11:40. Let's look at that. And he said, Jesus responded, didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? You know, he's trying to tell her. But, you know, Martha hadn't seen the glory yet, and she didn't even see the glory of God in her brother's death. She didn't see none of this. All she could think of, he's dead. He stinketh, and you want to open up that tomb. And, you know, he'd have lived if you'd have been here. Go ahead and keep telling Jesus what to do. The glory of God, the glory was manifested in Lazarus. In his resurrection and his healing. Now think about that. He not only had had to be resurrected, but he also had to be healed from what killed him. Yeah, you think about that. It's a two-part deal here. He died because of some sickness, but he also, it says that he was resurrected. Jesus resurrected him, right? And then what? He was healed of what killed him. Now, you can't say, well, I'm suffering because of the glory of God. No, God wants to heal us. And even takes a little 4 days to show his Martha, 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 that he can, the glory of God can bring you back to life. And then, like Jesus said in his word, that, you know, if you believe in him, you won't die. Even after death, you won't die. You're continuously living. Because all we do, and so when that time comes, all we do is go right through one curtain into the heaven curtain. We're still living. We go. It's our spirit that goes. You're going to be walking right through that curtain when that time comes, and you're going to be in the glory of God. The glory of God. But you know, you think about it, that Jesus healed him. He brought him back to life. Everybody thinks about that. You know, he comes out and he had to go get him some more clothes because those clothes were rotten and all that, and it stunk. But think of, he got him fixed. He healed him. He got him up out of that grave and brought him back to life. But then he also had to heal him for what killed him. So it's a two-part deal on what Jesus did for his good buddy, Lazarus. But old poor Martha, Martha, Martha. Didn't hear no more out of her, did we? But I tell you, we don't want to be surprised what God can do for his people. We want to be amazed at what he can do. You know, I mean, sure, we know what his word says, but when we actually see what God's doing, it makes your heart even grow stronger for what God is telling us in his word. Now, we could have been the sorriest person on this earth. Jesus still loves us. He still wants to see the very best in us. In other words, you may stink because you really did. Not spiritually, but God wants to bring your spirit back to life. You know, and that's because, what's that do? Because we absolutely go before him and the congregation and say, Lord, I want a relationship with you. I want to be born again. And it's called what? It's called your salvation. Because you're putting all your trust in God. And not in man. Not in doctors. Not in whatever it is. Not in the farmer's almanac. Not in none of that. But you understand what I'm saying. That, you know, we need to trust in what God is wanting to do. He doesn't want us to be sick and say, well, I'm doing this because God put this on me. God don't put nothing on us. You know, I mean, we'd have had six times at this. As Jana says, part six. We had it six times. And we talked about each time that God does not put this on us. He allows it. Because of what? Us. What are we thinking? Oh, no. It can't happen. No. God, I'm just doing this, you know, because the glory of God. God wants to use me to show other people that this is the way, you know, the way to show people to get born again. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be born again with that God. My God says, I am healed. I am healed. And I walk in divine health. And I can speak the word out. I can speak out to the things that are coming against me. And I can speak, and it's got to go. That's the kind of God I serve. And I can see it without doubting. I have to believe, just like he said, I am the resurrection and life. If you believe, you will live. And it, you know, that don't sound very hard, does it? But you have a doctor's report. Can you stay on course? You got to be strong. That's why you have a family to fall upon, to pray with you, not to talk about you. Not to spread it all over town and say, guess what they got? That's not a family. That's gossipers. And they need to be out of the family until they can get their hearts right to come back into the family. You say, that sounds rough. I said, well, we have a family. You know, you don't want to tell your business out on the street. don't know about you. I don't care my business on the street. So you have to be very careful, because you know who you can pray for you. You know that you, when you go to somebody to get laid hands upon, they lay hands on you, that you know that's far as it goes. And then all you do then is you're igniting the power of God to heal your body. And that's what it's all about. It's not about, guess what? I got this leg. My leg is hurting me today. I don't know what I did. I must have did something crooked. You know, whatever it was, you know, I could say, oh, no, my leg may hurt, but I tell you what, my leg is being healed. I can tell you, I'm not complaining about my headache. I'm not complaining about this. I'm not complaining about that. All I'm going to do is get before the Lord. And the only one that needs to know it is me and the Lord. And I'll tell you, He does the healing. And God can use each and every one of you to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you're a born-again believer, you feel with the Spirit, I can tell you one thing. You lay hands on the sick. You do it because of the Spirit of God is telling you to do that. You lay hands on them, and they might even get saved. You see what I'm saying? You've got power, and you got to use it. You know, we have to always rely on the power that God has for us. Hallelujah. But I can tell you right now that God is glorified through healing and deliverance, not through sickness and suffering. If you're suffering, get out of it. I don't know about you. We used to live on a country road. Every now and then, they would come with a grader and put a little gravel, you know, pull the gravel out of the ditch and put it on the road. But it still got muddy and get stuck. Finally, you know what we did? We went another way. I'm tired of getting stuck, pushing out, pulling out this and that and all this kind of stuff. I'd go get the tractor, pull it out. I said, well, better than that, I'm just going to go another direction. Why go through that same mud hole and get stuck every time you go through? A lot of people do that. They go through that same mud hole day after day after day after day. And they get stuck day after day after day. I learned after about the third or fourth time, I ain't doing this way. I ain't going this way no more. I'm going the way that I believe that God has spoken in my heart to go, let's go this way. And finally, before you know it, you're riding on asphalt or concrete or whatever. You ain't worried about it. You're going down the road and you hear all the mud and the pea gravel coming off your tires. But I can tell you one thing, you're still rolling. And I'm believing that's what God wants you to do. Get out of that rut you may be in. Get out of the situation that may be holding you back to fulfill God's plan in your life. And not let the devil take advantage of you and speak to you and you listen to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You get anything out of this today? Hallelujah.